Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Hello, my darlings. How are you? You are listening to the Sit a Spell Show with Teresa Savina and me, Lisa Lee. We're your hosts for this magical journey and ride that we are going to take you on tonight.
Hostesses with the mostesses.
That is correct. How are you, darling?
I'm just full of piss and vinegar. Isn't that exciting? And you crack me up. I'm sorry.
What did I do? I've just been here minding my own
when
business.
When I IM'd you and told you that I was going to go over to Shelley's and take yearbook pictures of her son,
yeah,
Cody, at 3. And, and you go, age 3 is so cute. And I'm like, you're such a fucking blonde.
Oh, crap. I thought maybe it was preschool or something. Damn it.
No.
Oh, blonde roots are showing through. Yeah, you're right.
God, we were laughing hysterically at Shelly's house. And I'm going, oh, my God. She got too much bleach on her roots, dude.
Oops.
It was funny. It was hilarious.
So I have those moments every once in a while.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. And what's funny is because that just opened and happened, and I just walked in the door, literally. I didn't even have time to take the dogs out to wee-wee. So they're standing around with 4 legs crossed each. And I'm still clothed. Which, you know, normally I'm usually naked or half naked while I'm doing the show because that's just the way I am. And so that's all I can remember what has happened to me during this week other than crocheting my little hands to nubs. Oh, and one of the gals in our little group, those that honor dead things, mm-hmm. Her little kitty died.
Aww.
Her little mister died. So, yesterday we all went over to Shelley's and we honored Mister. We had a big ass bonfire and we were putting, I had some fresh catnip that was still on the stem. I'm throwing catnip in the fire and I bought a can of sardines and I'm throwing sardines in the fire and I'm putting them over on the fence where she leaves food for the critters. And all the neighborhood tomcats are going to be over this week. But yeah.
What's wrong with that? Bring them on, baby.
Yes. We honored his little soul. Yeah. And only 2 people puked. So.
That's a positive.
Yeah. One had just gotten over that stomach issue, that flu thing going around.
Yep.
So that was, you know, oh, I didn't even realize you puked. And another one, I'm not giving names because it's, you know, to protect the embarrassed. But tossed, we were sitting at the fire, and all of a sudden she got green in the face, and Lisa got a text, and... And all of a sudden, she hurled gross amounts, blah, all by the fire pit.
Oh, poor
like
thing.
4 times. And I'm like, oh, don't get me sick, please. I love you, but don't share.
No, there's some things that don't need to be shared.
No, that's one of those things that you just don't share.
Well, I haven't done a whole lot either. I was at the theater over the weekend, my car started up with no problem. Today I learned that we're supposed to get dumped on with snow again, so I applied to 2 jobs in Honolulu.
Did you really?
I swear to God I did. So screw this state. I hate it. So you know how last week our show, The Wrong Show, aired?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a voicemail from Todd, and I'd like to share it with you because it's kind of funny. Because he called that night, and I was already asleep. And he was calling us live from his show, so listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Lisa, it's Todd and your family at Nightwatch. Lisa Lee, everybody, has a show, Set a Spell, on jackaloperadio.com. You got to check it out. It's supposed to play a brand new episode tonight, right before Nightwatch, and it played an old episode. And the reason being is because, actually, episode that hasn't been uploaded yet. And being as fool that I am, and of course my insane schedule, I had forgotten to go back in today because I thought I'd already laid it in there earlier, like I normally do. I used to lay it in 24 hours in advance or so. I didn't do that. So, Lisa, my apologies for that. We do think the world of you. We're really upset, though, because we want to talk to you. We were going to call you right here live on the show. We're going to say hello.
Yeah.
Just tell you how you're doing. So, what's up? I'm so glad you got that much energy, Hugh. I'm really proud of you. You just got back from Scotland. You're Bob and Tyre. So, Lisa, we love you. Thank you so much for being on our network. You rock, and we just wanted to bring you on and say hello to you and introduce you to all of the Night Watch family out there worldwide. But you got that, so what you didn't answer, so just know we were thinking of you, and I hope you accept this public apology for your show airing from Monday. Sorry about that. We will talk soon. Have a wonderful night.
I, for one, accept that heartfelt, embarrassing apology. That, you know, that takes a lot of balls to do on air.
I totally agree, and it was so sweet and so funny. I listened to it the next morning. I mean, I wouldn't have answered the phone anyway because it was after 11 o'clock, I think, or something like that, and I was, I don't know how in the hell it's possible, but I was asleep. But could you imagine if I had woken up and answered and be like, hello?
Yeah. I don't like talking on the phone.
I know, exactly. Quit using my minutes. What? So
I don't think this is funny, T.
Exactly. I don't even answer my daughter's calls. Why am I going to answer somebody I don't know after 11 o'clock? This better be an emergency or you're going to die.
It could be one of your online date site guys calling.
Yes, except I never give out my information. So, no.
No. Maybe they hacked you. They hacked your ass.
Well, apparently people are getting hacked all over the place.
I know, it's scary.
I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to contribute. It's just been a busy super work week and a fun weekend. Tonight after the show, I'm going to watch Cloud Atlas. I heard that it's just amazing, so I recorded it so I could watch it tonight, have a healthy salad, and watch a movie that's supposed to be just really amazing.
Wow, I just stopped at Holiday and grabbed two nasty hot dogs that are sitting here getting cold. Because I just walked in the fucking door. There you go.
You'll be happy to know that I'm drinking wild cherry Pepsi to make me hyper.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if I probably won't sleep tonight. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be like, T, what are you doing? Entertain me.
I am sitting here crocheting till my hands turn into crooked little nubs. Hmm. Oh my God, Loki is begging on me.
And T bought tool.
Yes, I bought tons of tool because besides our lovely angel face Ashley doing the polar bear plunge on March 1st, Miss Lisa come up with the brilliant idea for us two old crony gals to jump into freezing frickin' water, and she wants us to wear tutus.
I think it'll be cute.
Yeah, it'll be cute when they pull our frozen bodies out onto the bank and they're going, oh my God, they're dead.
Start performing CPR.
Yeah. Our nipples will be piercing our shirts. It'll be like, oh my God.
It won't be pretty.
It'll be scary. So we're looking for pledges. Just saying.
Yes. We need pledges.
Pledge us. Yeah.
The money goes towards Special
Olympics.
We're
going to post
Olympics.
Pictures. Yes. We will post pictures. Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh God. This is going to be so humiliating.
Yeah, you can find on our Facebook link, you know, the link for the polar bear plunge there.
And to find us on Facebook, you just go to facebook.com/Citabel Citaspell Show.
Citaspell Show.
And you can also find us on Citaspell.net. We are everywhere. If you go to 1201beyond.com, you can listen to some of our old shows. You can listen to some of the other great Jackalope radio shows that are on there. You can buy t-shirts. You can have Teresa and I on your boobs.
Yes. We want to be on your boobies.
We love the boobies. And you can get all kinds of other great merchandise there. So go to 1201beyond.com. We want to thank Jackalope for loving us and taking such good care of us, and for our amazing producer, Superman, Mr. Josh Hadley. And I think that's about it as far
Cassandra.
As... Cassandra. We love Cassandra. She's so sweet, and she just works her butt off. I mean, seriously,
they
Cassandra, we
they
love
all...
you. They do. I don't do crap.
Oh, please. You're the one that works 90 hours a week for nothing.
I work for hope.
I really want to stick my finger down my throat right now.
And hopefully that hope will land me a job in Honolulu. I haven't looked for apartments, I swear to God.
I need to purge.
Screw Minnesota.
At least when you do the polar bear plunge in Honolulu, the water probably won't be as cold, but you might get a bull shark that might snack on you, or tiger shark.
True.
They'll go, ooh, baby, take a chunk out of me. Chunky.
Here's something. We are not longer going to be having, we're going to be doing a photo shoot on Saturday for the City Spell Girls, and we're going to be recording a new intro because we're getting rid of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
It's going to, no, our new intro is the way, what we've talked about is going to be amazeballs. It's going to be so cool. So, the next show that you hear, it'll be sparkly amazeballs. The next show that you hear is you're going to hear our brand new intro. Would you like to know why we have to have a brand new intro?
Yes, please do tell.
Because Katy Perry, somebody tipped her off. Not that we were trying to cheat or anything, but some douchebag, which I'm pretty sure who I know
well,
who it is.
Whoever, yeah.
Yeah. Let them know that we were using her for an intro. And it's not that Katy has a problem with that. That wasn't the problem. It was a copyright thing. And we can use any music that we want, but there's an archive issue. So I actually thought this was a better idea anyway, because the intro that I have in my head is going to be so cool. So, Katy, thank you so much for letting us use your intro for this long. And we appreciate you and everything that you've done for us. But we're going to move on and find a brand or create a brand new intro that's going to be super cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. And then it'll be something Katy will be proud of as well.
Yes. You know what? What? Saturday's photo shoot's going to be fun. You know why?
Why?
Because we're supposed to go down to Bitter Cold again on Friday.
I'm moving to Honolulu. Screw
this. So the new pictures will definitely be nipple hard. I'm going to have to duct tape my nipples down. That's all there is to it.
I was just thinking duct tape, too. I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to put somebody's eye out. That's all there is to it.
I know something that I did on the weekend also that I totally forgot about. I went to Candy's class.
You went to her house?
Well, if you count Skype, yeah.
Oh, well.
I was in her house in her head.
Ooh.
How am I going to get to her house? I can't even drive.
This is true. That's why I was wondering. Did you develop a teleporter while I was not looking?
I did, and it's so cool. That's how I... going to be interviewing in Honolulu.
Really?
Yes, with my brand new teleporter.
So you're going to deal, you would rather deal with big scary spiders, because they have them down in Honolulu, and volcanoes, and the island sinking, because it all the radioactive materials from Fukushima that go right next to, go right down that Pacific, goes right into Honolulu and all that. And you're going to eat all that nasty fish now. Oh, my God.
I really hate you right now.
Well, you know, I'm all about giving the pros and cons so that you're educated about your damn decisions. Whether you want to be or not. And Lisa is now choking to death.
I totally was.
So we are going to cut for a break so Lisa can catch her breath.
Oh my God, my eyes are water again.
And we'll be right back.
I hate you.
Light up the sky, burn it up like a candle. When life gets hard and too hot to handle, all you need is love in the boombox to make this world rock and bump to the rooftops.
We are young and we're free. Only thing that we need is a moment to be a little wrong.
Wonderful and amazing Michelle Johnson. What Hello. Do you have for us tonight, darling?
Well, I know we have talked about crystals for different types of healing, but tonight I really wanted to focus on crystals and how to use them for emotional release and healing. Since the beginning of the new year, it just kind of feels like not only with myself, but a lot of people that I've talked to have been going through a lot of emotional releasing. I feel like the energy that's coming in so far this year has really been pushing us out of our comfort zone and making us get rid of things that we have been holding on to still that no longer serve our highest good. And because of this, a lot of us have been going through an emotional detox. Old hurts and pains, past life traumas, things that were buried really deep and we've either tried to ignore or forgot or thought we'd already dealt with them. So if you feel like you're in a constant state of emotional release lately, I would highly suggest carrying at least one or two crystals with you throughout the day and or wearing jewelry with specific stones that can help you process these emotions in a more calm manner. Other ways to use crystals to assist you are to put them in your environment, whether it be at work or at home. You can create a crystal mojo bag specifically for the emotional issues you are working on and carry them with you in your pocket or purse, or even put them under your pillow at night. And one of the best stones for healing emotional issues is rose quartz. It has a really gentle and soothing energy about it. It's great to help you balance your emotions and bring peace. Rose quartz assists in reconciliation and forgiveness. It clears anger and jealousy and resentment. It can also help release the pent-up emotions and grief and unexpressed feelings of others. And this stone is definitely my go-to stone when I'm dealing with any type of emotional issues. And this next stone is one that I actually just recently bought for myself. And I really, really love working with it when I'm having some emotional problems. It's called Vesuvianite. And it also goes by the name of Idocraze. Vesuvianite is useful when needing to clear negative or repetitive thought patterns. It's also good at assisting to release repressed anger and fears. And I find the energy of this stone really calming and balancing. And it also works fairly quickly for me compared to other stones like rose quartz and morganite, which I'm going to talk about next. Morganite is another stone that's really good for releasing emotional pain or trauma. Some find it a bit more calm and gentle than rose quartz. And Morganite's energy helps to ease the pain of old emotional wounds and forgotten trauma. Unfulfilled emotional needs and repressed emotions are brought forward by this stone as it helps to release these issues and nurture the emotional body. Malachite is another really great stone that's used for emotional healing. It helps the user acknowledge, draw out, and dispel negative energy, including old emotional patterns, past traumas, and suppressed feelings. This ability to draw out negative energy makes malachite invaluable at discovering any energy blocks and patterns that can cause physical issues to occur. And it's also really important that I wanted to bring up real quick about malachite is because it does absorb a negative energy, you should really clear this stone very frequently. So, and also you should never use salt to clear malachite because this can damage the finish of the stone. So some really easy ways to clear it would be to pass it through the smoke of a smudge stick or sage, putting it in the moonlight on a full moon, which is coming up, or using a singing bowl to clear and raise the vibration of the stone.
Singing bowls.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I love those.
I love using my singing bowl to clear my stones. I find it works really well for me. But just a couple more. Petersite is one of my favorite stones in the mineral kingdom. It's really pretty. It comes in kind of different colors. And besides working really well with the third eye and solar plexus chakras, it's also really great to facilitate release of any emotions that have been repressed. Along with these emotions may come the acknowledgement of one's truths that have not been previously recognized. Petersite can also be helpful with working in with deeply buried past life issues that are creating conflicts in the present. Faden quartz is another type of quartz that I really like, and it's a type of tabular quartz, which has a fine thread-like pattern running through the crystal perpendicular to the line of growth. So there's just this really fine white line running through it. And this crystal can assist in bringing acceptance, emotional balance and healing, joy, and relieve stress. And finally, green calcite helps dissolve old energy patterns and beliefs that may be holding you back. Use green calcite to help you let go of comfortable old programs that you may be holding on to, but which no longer serve your highest good. Green calcite can provide supportive energies during times of mental changes or big transitions, which is definitely what's going on right now with a lot of people.
But the transitions are good.
They're very good, but it just feels like
they suck, right?
Yeah. It's
like the emotional flu times 10.
Exactly. That's a very good way of putting it.
That's right. Purging your inside.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like a toxic flush. Oh.
So, Michelle, in addition to all of your genius on stones and crystals, you also do readings, and you've got a company called Ravenstone that makes the most delicious and delightful, the most amazing products that I've ever used. I emailed her the other day because I told her a little family secret of mine.
Uh-oh.
Which I'm gonna share this with the rest of the world now because of Michelle's
fingers
products.
And an extra nipple?
Six.
I don't think my products have any of that. I really don't think any of mine cover that type of thing.
Michelle makes the most amazing. Okay, all of her stuff is amazing. In fact, I'm addicted. I'm looking. You can't see me right now because obviously we're on the air, but I'm looking at three of her products right now that are sitting next to my bed, and one of them is her lip balm. Her lip balm is the most amazing. I'm just gonna say it. Fucking genius thing ever. So here's my little secret, because people always say, oh, you look so much younger. Apparently Facebook says screw you about that, but you look so much younger than you really are, because I'm 45 and old as dirt. At least it feels that way sometimes.
Please.
But my grandmother taught me to use lip balm not just on your lips,
but your nipples. Also,
no. Wait, no, if you use...
I have a nipple fixation tonight. Sorry.
I would like, yes, she does. And I would like to think that it was her that has taken us this place this time.
Not you, it's not your fault.
Not me.
And,
it was not me.
And what it reminds me of, she always sticks her stones in her bra so she looks like she has really hard nipples.
That's not why I do it, you nerd.
Okay, where else do you put the balm?
It works great as a moisturizer, like under your eyes, where you get wrinkles. If you put the lip balm there, you know, on like your, where you get crow's feet, or, you know, I'm touching my forehead and you can't see that. Damn it, we need to be like on TV.
No, I'm glad you said you were touching that, because after what Josh put in our, Josh has our little comments going on, and she's talking about where she's putting it, and Josh goes, between your legs, and then all of a sudden Lisa goes,
Josh!
And I'm touching it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill. No, okay, I didn't even see that until just now, because I've got two laptops going at the same time. But I got to say, her lip balm is amazing for wrinkles. I know it's supposed to just be for your lips, but holy balls, it works so good for wrinkles. It really does.
This is awesome balls.
I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, I emailed her in the middle of the night just because I was just so like, I got to tell you something. This stuff is amazing. So
it made my wrinkles shrink and my nipples soft and perky.
Everything is happy.
I'll have to add that to my description.
I think you should. Happy, perky, soft nipples.
I may sell more than that way.
it's really good stuff. So
I can't tell you how many people comment to me when I walk into a grocery store and I have sprayed your down to earth spray on me.
I love that.
Just, you know, get rid of that stuff people put out. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard, what is that awesome smell? And I'm like totally oblivious to what they're talking about. And then when I get in the car, I go, oh, that's right.
I'm gonna start giving you some business cards. Yeah,
I'm just gonna start handing out your cards, girl.
I get that at the theater all the time too, because I keep your sprays in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that too, so maybe you should be giving me cards as well, so I can
do that next time I see you guys.
We'll whore you out.
Yeah, whore me, baby.
Well, it's pretty easy to whore her out though, when her shit is so good.
Of course.
I mean, I didn't mean to swear about that, but, I mean, come on. It's really, really good. And literally wrinkle-free. I'm 45 years old, and I can't find a wrinkle on me. And
oh,
I swear to God.
Oh, shit. The minute somebody takes your picture, you'll go, oh, my God!
No, I'll be saying that about my 32 chins. No. That's all about the chins. That's not about the wrinkles. I don't have wrinkles. And part of that is seriously based on this stinking limp. It's lip balm. It's supposed to be just for your lips, but it works for so many other great things.
You
so
know what stuff I found there. Has prevented my 51 years of no wrinkles?
What's that?
No fat. Fat age. Smooth out those wrinkles. You know, I don't have to go and get collagen shot in my face. The shit just comes on naturally. If I were to ever lose 150 pounds, I would look like a really bad looking Charmaine.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And there ain't no amount of balm that's going to change that.
Industrial Teresa, size.
We had an agreement that if you were going to be funny, you were going to warn me ahead of time so I didn't take a drink, like what happened last time.
Drink.
She just always assumed.
Don't drink.
So, Michelle, where can people find your products? And I didn't mean to turn this into a whole thing, and I'm sorry, but shit is really, really good.
I'm still working on my website, so you can go to ravenstonecreations.com, but you can't buy anything yet. But you can contact me through the Facebook page. Just search Ravenstone Creations on Facebook, and you can contact me through there if you want to order anything. My goal is to have my website up within the end of the month or end of February. We'll see how, you know, having a baby run around the house, you know how that goes. So,
and you could always Zoe. Just contact me and Lisa, and we'll just pass the word around.
Yep, there you
go.
Oh,
yeah, that'll work, definitely. Oh, you're going to be at the Emporium, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be there February.
Okay, so we'll get you in touch with Michelle at the Emporium. You can come and see her there in February at the theater. But until then, hit her up via Facebook. You can get her through Teresa and I, we'll hook you up, but
holy crap, her stuff is so good. I would just like to be the first to thank you for keeping me beautiful. Oh,
whatever I can do, my dear.
I was totally kidding on the beautiful part. I'm just saying.
And you. Part
you don't really need a lot of help with that. Just FYI, but whatever.
The other part is the carbonation that goes up your nose when you laugh.
That was awful. You have to stop being funny when I'm drinking pop.
Fine. I will be.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a boring show now.
I'm on a donut.
That's the only time that I drink pop or soda, as Josh would say, is during the show so that I can be like, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, I'm like water and tea girl.
That's how
I. So the one time I'm like drinking, oh, nightmare. It was awful, and I apologize for coughing so badly in everybody's ears. If I thought I hit the mute button faster, but apparently not.
She's blonde.
I hate you tonight. You are terrible.
I am.
Screw you, T.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm moist now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
Jesus. All right, we're going to take our next break, and we're going to be right back with some news and some spells and just some more silliness. So we will be right back. You're listening to the Sit a Spell Show. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show, which is off the chain. Again. When is it on the chain? In the beginning.
Wouldn't have it the other way.
So we God bless America. Okay, let's get back to it. All right, okay. So welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show. Next up, we've got the amazing and wise Candiers, or as Teresa would say, Candiers.
How's that? Yes.
She just rolls it off her tongue like that. So nice.
It just makes me moist.
It's the rolling tongue,
see,
right?
Candy, I told you, it's tea tonight. It's not me. I'm innocent in everything. A delicate
I'm sorry. I muted my mic. I was eating some weenie, and it's coming out like this.
See?
What can I say?
I told you it's not me this time. I am innocent as the day is long.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's a
Shut
little
up,
deep
Teresa.
Tonight.
Her nose is growing.
Shut up, Teresa, bitch. Okay.
Well.
Let's get to poor Candy. She just walked into a minefield tonight.
She did. She did.
And they're going off all over.
I'm going off every second of it's like multiple.
It's LT.
Yep.
I'm innocent and good and innocent.
Just like your picture.
She's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So what wisdom do you have for us, my darling Candiers?
Well, you know, in our group, in the Coven, we've been having a lot of people that have had just seems like trouble after trouble since the beginning of the year or, you know, around Yule time. And a lot of people are facing that depression kind of thing. So I came up with this quote, not my personal one, but it's anonymous as to who did it. But it says, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked in. That's what the storm is all about. And I think we're all going through a traditionary right now, transition right now, and that's part of why we're changing and growing, and it's causing a lot of upheaval.
And tongue tying.
Yes, I was still with the moist.
I know. Yes, I've learned all my biggest lessons and things that have made me stronger as a person through stormy rocky waters, baby.
Well, and we were just talking about, did you call it the emotional flu, T?
Yeah, the emotional flu. Times 10.
I think so.
Yep.
We're in a time of transition right now where everybody's getting rid of the old, which is, you know, scary and turbulent and, you know.
We're sloughing off those old skins so the fresh ones can grow, and that's always sort of a painful process. I know that when we had our meeting yesterday, I mean, like three of the ladies ended up in tears just because their emotions were running so wild.
And I could also call it emotional menstruation. We're sloughing off.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Lisa, funny.
We all need the red tent.
Yep. Yep, we're all red tenting it, baby.
They say that happens. You sync up with each other. But I believe that it was just time to let those emotions do a roller coaster and be a turtle.
I love turtles.
Damn turtles.
I love them.
Turtles and unicorns.
I collect them.
Well, you know what they say about a turtle is that it takes its whole, it takes everything with it that it needs, and when the waves get rocky, it pulls in its little arms and its little legs and its little head and just lets it flow over it and comes out when it's all peaceful and quiet again. So just be a turtle and pull yourself in and let the waves flow over you and then come out and be whole.
Amen.
I swear a turtle is my spirit animal. It's got to be. Mm-hmm.
You pull your head in a lot. And you break your limbs. You don't bring your leg in fast enough.
She has had that trouble, hasn't she?
She walks into walls, or actually walls walk into her, as she says.
Because they jump really fast.
Yes, trees jump out at her. You know, concrete buildings jump at Lisa.
Instead of being Superwoman and jumping over them, they're jumping at her.
They're jumping at her.
They're like her villain.
Oh,
I'd
her
like
kryptonite.
To point out that it is only one limb that has problems.
That you've broken twice.
Actually, three times.
There you go. And it's a charm. Now it'll switch
defective.
To your other leg.
Oh, shut. Sorry,
no, take that back.
Take it back quick. It was not put out to the universe.
No, we will have none of that.
Will have strong bones. Okay.
Take your calcium. That was
what I've been doing? I've been drinking chocolate milk.
Oh, very good. Well, at least the milk part is.
I don't like chocolate, but I do love chocolate milk. So I've been drinking chocolate milk like other people drink coffee.
Water.
That's the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up is I have an 8-ounce glass of chocolate milk.
See, now the only time that I would drink chocolate milk is when I was pregnant. That's how I always knew I drank chocolate milk. So you've got an immaculate conception going on, don't you?
If I were to be pregnant, I would either be dissected or worshipped because, there's no uterus or ovaries.
Baby, I'll
so that's a
worship
problem.
You.
We will fall down on our knees and kiss your feet.
Yeah, on our knees.
I love this. I
already got the sparkly crown.
That's
I do. And I'm going to... Okay, Candy, funny story. So tonight, after I'm done with the show, I'm going to have this delightful salad and we're going to watch this movie. But when we went to the grocery store, we're like, we're going to eat like kings and queens. And I went, I have a tiara. So I'm going to eat my salad with my tiara and watch the movie with a tiara. That was given to me by Candy at my crowning.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking she's the only person I know that, and I just forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Some of those nights. I was going to say, next year we'll have to come up with a sparkly wand.
You can't even see what I'm doing, but it's very funny.
we have to make sparkly wands for jumping into the frigid frickin' water.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Actually, don't you think that Candy should join us?
I think she should. But
Is the time almost up?
Yeah.
Candy, we've got 10 minutes left. Let's talk about how you should join us at the Polar Plunge.
I think with her knees, I don't think that would probably be a good plan.
I do have that artificial knee that might get really, really cold, but I'll come. I will be there and I will do the cheering squad.
That's
how's
right.
that? And I'll hold the big blankets up.
And you can videotape for us.
I will videotape.
I'm making my husband take the day off that day, too. That way my car's in close proximity because it's got those seat warmers so my ass can get warm really fast.
And he's going to have it rigged up and going, right?
Oh, hell yeah, baby. And those little warm packet things that you crack and they get, like, super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm out of this water. Start shoving them everywhere. On my body.
And the heated blankets that we're going to find somewhere to plug in, right?
Oh, nah.
You guys can do this. You're wild women.
We are?
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
We are.
You're wild women. You run with the wolves. You're going
to
jump in the frigid water, and you're going to come out just covered in goosebumps and purple. But you're going to be wild women.
Hey, I'm down with it. She knows. She double dares me to do most things. I will do it.
She does it. She totally does.
Yeah. So because she came up with this brilliant idea to catch pneumonia in the middle of winter, I am going to hold her ass to it. I will drag her ass to Lake Calhoun.
Her ass will be as cold as a frozen turkey before y'all get out of there.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of getting a T-shirt made that says colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra lined with dry ice to wear.
Oh, now that would be awesome. You guys should have matching shirts. And then have Sit a Spell on the back or on the front.
We're gonna wear Sit a Spell T-shirts.
Wild women of Sit a Spell.
Yep.
And tutus.
And tutus. And sparkly wands.
And sparkly wands.
And red stripy socks.
Well, she's gonna have red stripy socks. I'm just gonna have really tight fucking leggings.
I talked to Patty yesterday, and she said she's got red stripy socks for you too.
Are they big enough to fit my fat ass?
Yes. So screw you. You're wearing red stripy socks too.
Over my freaking leggings.
Yes.
Bitch, I'm coming in there layered. I'll sink to the bottom because my clothes are wet, but I'm going layered.
Well, we will find out if y'all's tits float.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. I fucking A. Thanks for reminding me. I'm going to have to put... I have the highest body BMI. I float like a fucking bobber. I won't sink to the bottom. Shit.
You'll just be floating there.
I'll be bobbing.
And then Teresa, oh, you want to be a turtle.
You have a fish. I want to wear shocking shit that will scare the hell out of the fish.
That would be good because, you know, cold fish might nibble at anything.
Yeah, baby.
My whole goal is to not break a hip or die of cardiac arrest.
Or re-break her leg. I might have to put you in my arms and jump with you so you don't get hurt.
That's true. You can cushion her all the way around. Yeah. Y'all should all hold hands and jump together on the count of
and
three.
That way I can hold on to her really tight and make sure she goes under with me.
Ooh. I hate you. You are so evil tonight.
I am.
You're being evil tonight,
she
but I love
is.
It.
No, Candy, evil.
I'm not supposed evil. To encourage her. I'm not supposed to encourage her. I will.
Doesn't matter.
I'll be a good girl now. No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who the hell are we kidding? You guys together? Jesus. Evil incarnate.
Well, anyway, back to the quote for a few seconds.
Sorry. Okay, so can I just say one thing? So
sure.
T has been responsible for all the dirty stuff tonight. Blame her. I do confess that I'm the one that has gotten us off track. So, all right, go.
My thing is, if you're having and you're going through this emotional upheaval and stuff, make sure that you keep lots of fluids in your body because you will, your Pedialyte, your electrolytes will get all messed up from all the stuff that's going on. And make sure you journal because the journaling will help you get through this. It'll be a good catharsis experience. And that is my two bits of wisdom for the night.
Those are
now
excellent
we can go back.
So
when is the plunge?
Oh, March 1st.
Ooh, it's right around the corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'm going to have my cast off by then. I don't think I will.
You know, bitch, I'm going to wrap that motherfucker in fucking latex. You are jumping. I don't care.
Hey, you know what? You could always get a walking cast, and then they could just redo it when you're done.
Don't help him, Candy.
I will saran wrap that bitch's leg up to her thigh.
I'll bring the duct tape.
Get wet. That's right, baby. And that's going to hurt when we pull it up. But that's what you get.
Oh, but it'll kind of like be a waxing, though, if you do that.
Yes, it will.
So,
yeah, skin waxing. It's going to wax your damn skin. Pulling duct tape off. God, that's vicious.
Evil.
Speaking of duct tape. And
speaking of duct tape. That was a great segue.
And painful stuff. I've just got to share this today because it's like, hilarious to me. So, are you
Ta-da.
Ready? Cormac yes. McCarthy's ex-wife busted after pulling gun from vagina during alien argument. How freaking priceless is that? I mean, we've got hard nipples. We're moist. We might as well read about it. Well, okay.
Wow.
Ex-wife of famed novelist Cormac McCarthy was cuffed Saturday after an out-of-the-world argument with her boyfriend turned violent. The Santa Fe couple was feuding over space aliens when Jennifer McCarthy unholstered a handgun from her vagina and threatened the man. That, I think that's almost worse than having teeth. Okay. The incident began when McCarthy, 48, started arguing with her unnamed 53-year-old boyfriend about extraterrestrial beings when the discussion got heated and took a bizarre turn. That was more bizarre than an anal probe. Thank you. McCarthy went into the couple's shared bedroom, then emerged wearing nothing but white lingerie and a silver handgun in her vagina.
Wait. How do you
mean? She got dressed for it?
She got dressed up to pull that gun out of her vagina.
I've heard of loaded vaginas before, but this is like, you know,
yeah.
Taking it to extremes.
This like, whoo.
But how did, I mean.
She just had the barrel up there.
Okay.
And I love this. The startled beau grabbed the piece. Oh, I bet you did. And chucked it in the toilet to keep McCarthy from shooting him. Oh. Then she grabs some damn Smith & Wesson and tries to shoot him with that, too.
Where did that one come from? I'm afraid to ask.
Daily News.
Oh, only half the story.
Yeah, it was awesomeness. You know, who can that? I'm sorry, that news story had to be shared. Sorry.
Back in the 60s, I come from a long line of weird women, but back in the 60s, the headlines of the newspaper said, Catty Scrappy Week. It was Save the Cats Week, you know, honor the cats. My grandmother had pulled a gun on a woman who she had her cat for a while, and the woman came to take the cat back, and I guess my grandmother didn't want her to have it.
Don't you take my pussy!
So, since we're talking about wet and vaginas, I had to throw the pussy in there. I mean, you know.
I had to throw the pussy in. I love it. Was it a striped pussy?
It probably was, and very probably very bushy.
Oh, I always go for au natural.
Au natural.
That's right. Mama, don't shave that. No. God put it there. It's staying.
It's for a reason.
That's right. I don't want to look like a prepubescent girl. Sorry.
Well, y'all, thank you very much for having me again. And I am going to bow out and say love and light, and I love you all.
Well, thank you very much, my darling Candy.
So thank you for listening to the Off the Chain Cityspell Show.
Triple X rated.
What the hell happened tonight? Oh, my God. I blame you.
I was with wild women honoring dead things. That's what happened.
And I had Cherry Coke. So there you go. Pepsi.
You Coke starter.
We didn't do that, you. No drugs.
Close enough.
Caffeine and sugar.
Okay, we got to wrap it now, so give you a spiel.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. So remember, my darlings, that I am so sorry for the show. Because, holy balls. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every way. You matter. And I want you to go out there and make a difference in the world. We together can make such a change. And I am proud of all of you. Remember that you matter. You are important. You are perfect in every way. And always, 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 my darlings, always remember to take back your light. Blessed be.
Miss Jimmy wants to see everybody on move. Dance all enough. Got a man coming at you. We just want to pick up QTB. Bob Sinclair. It's a dance thing. You see me? Somewhere just bounce on. Yeah.
Everybody dance now!
Let's go!
Oh! Let's go! Rock!
Say what?
Rock!
Let's go!
Everybody dance!
Oh! Rock this party! Dance everybody! Make it hot in this party! Don't stop! Move your body! Rock this party! Dance everybody! Make it hot in this party!
Everybody dance!
Oh! Don't know what's on your mind. We come for you, have a good time. We want you on your waistline. We want you shake your behind. I'm in a dancing mood. Girl, and I'm feeling good. This is my favorite tune. Put on your dancing shoes. Gonna make you feel so good tonight, girl. Gonna make you feel alright.
Oh! say yeah, you are the best. Whoa. Yeah, you look better.
What?
You look better.
What?
Show them the move.
What?
Show them you
go. Woo.
Came to rock at this party.
Let's go, let's go.
To make you feel alright. Sweet boy, rock your body. Rock it straight through the night. Woo.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.